This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, there's the news we were all kind of waiting for, frankly. Source confirms to me that Dan Quinn met with Cliff Kingsbury this morning to discuss changes to the offense, and both parties decided to mutually agree to part ways. Again, not necessarily a surprise, but this is a big deal. Kind of what happens next? What do they do? Be your level of just kind of your reaction to this now becoming official.
You hear one thing about it. We hear a lot of rumors and we always dismiss, so we say what makes us feel good. This is something that kind of seemed like what the rumors were and what you were hearing that was kind of leading to this direction. So now you have to make sure you get somebody. Hell, they may have somebody in the building, or you may bring somebody else in. Brian Johnson was a former offensive coordinator. He did a lot of great stuff with Jalen Hurts up there in Philadelphia. You know, we talk about the other young man that's a possibility of becoming an offensive coordinator in this league.
David
on the
Blau,
team.
Blau. Ryan,
so you got different people out there. But as I stated earlier, if every year Cliff is going to be the hot topic of going somewhere else, doing this, doing that, and then your quarterback gets hurt and, you know, people didn't really see a change in the offense when he got back, you make a move, you know? And this is something where they made a move to mutually agree to part ways. But they did make a move. And it has to tell you, maybe somebody would say, we need you to adjust, and there were no adjustments.
I tell you, the one thing I would have said is, if Cliff was there and then Joe Witt was still around, that wouldn't have made sense, even if it was a formality. I'm glad they made this, I'm glad the news got out.
I don't think one has nothing to do with the other one.
Sure, but I think if you're taking this seriously and you're redoing everything, then you got to redo both of these. What does it say, Brian, to you, after 2 years now, they've gotten rid of both coordinators?
Cliff is a guy who's going to be always a guy talking about getting another job. Joe, he had dressed up his first time becoming a coordinator. They gave him a chance. He had 2 years. Okay, and the NFL don't wait that long for you. And the thing about Cliff has been around here long enough now to where people are going to he's either a person you like or you don't. That's how it's become. And the whole thing is not about appeasing people's systems and their feelings. It's about winning on this football team. And you just got to move forward from that.
I think a lot of this is the style of offense, going no huddle, putting more reps on Jaden, more situations on Jaden. The biggest thing is who are you going to get, right? We can argue if Dan Quinn should call the plays defensively. Dan Quinn ain't going to call the plays offensively, period.
True about that.
The biggest question becomes who's next? Who's going to be calling the plays? And because of Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan. They lost. But the amount of success Quinn saw, and then Kyle left and Mike McDaniel worked for him. Like, it's hard for me to think somebody from the Shanahan, whether you want to call it coaching tree or not, somebody that runs that Shanahan offense won't be coming to town, which means more under center. It means more play action. Typically means running the ball a bit more. I don't know that answer. And I think there's going to be significant competition for the best candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me does agree that this could be a mutual parting of ways here. You also got to wonder who the hell the next defensive coordinator is going to be. But that is a little bit different because of DQ's still here. So you'd think it is still kind of Dan's defense, or at least perception. Mike McDaniel looks like he's sticking around.
Yep.
In Miami. You go back. I mean, there's a lot of people that could make sense. Daryl Bevel, somebody that was the offensive coordinator when Dan Quinn was with Seattle. He's been on Mike McDaniel's staff in Miami. Honestly, I've said this about the defensive side of the ball, and I think for me, you look at the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. This does not have to be somebody you're overly familiar with. This has to be the best coach you think there is for the job.
Yeah.
And if you look around the league, who are some of the OCs with really high aptitude that don't get to call plays? Like, Liam Cohen is calling the plays in Jacksonville. Who's his number two? Is that a mind you think could be pretty interesting?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Denver, Sean Payton's calling the plays. Who's the number two there? Or perhaps it's even Carolina. Or, you know what I mean? Like, where are their offensive coaches that are calling their own plays? This has happened to the Rams time and time again, where Sean McVay is the play caller, but that OC keeps getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, you got to cast a wide net on this. You also, Jaden should have input. You got to make sure Jaden continues to get input. So how does that shake out? I think there's a lot of factors at play, but familiarity should not be the guidepost here. It should mm-hmm. be best guy for the job. And I think maybe you consider your own options. You consider Brian Johnson in-house. Maybe Anthony Lynn you consider in-house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are guys that already know everything going on. And with the decision, when they hired Cliff, that was stepping outside of their comfort zone, right? Like, AP and Cliff have a relationship going back probably close to 30 years when they were both in New England. But at the same time, it's not like Quinn had coached with Cliff before.
Yeah.
I got a name I don't hate. I don't think he's equipped to be a head coach, but I think Brian Daboll can run some good offense. That'd be an interesting one. Like, there's going to be a lot of names out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what folks are going to do. A lot of moving parts. Finally got the news. I want to let the Aquarium boys react. Jeff, Cliff's out. Witt's out. The Witt thing, you already demoted the guy. That was a matter of time. Cliff's the news here. What's your reaction?
I thought he was going to get one more year because of the fact that he did have a good season with Jaden the year before that. Of course, I'm ready to see what new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator we get. The thing I'm most excited to see about this offseason is what is AP going to do? I'm fine with the coordinators. What is AP going to do to make up for the draft picks we lost. What is he going to do in the draft? Is he doing anything in free agency? Like you said, with Witt, we knew it was coming after the demotion. Like I said, I thought they would try to give Cliff another chance because Jaden was hurt this year. But, hey, that's the game. We just got to see what our next coordinators do when they come in.
I don't think Cliff getting another chance because Jaden was hurt this year is the correct way to look at it. I think they are looking at it as Jaden got hurt this year.
Because of.
Maybe not because, but how do we make sure
it doesn't happen again?
There's less of that, and we think this offense might be a factor. I think if you have to dial this down to one thing, I think they have questions about Cliff's ability to protect Jaden. Because Jaden's got to be Jaden on the field, but
another thing that stuck out this year, too, remember last year everyone was like, oh, yeah, Cliff, he started out strong, but it's going to start to fade. That stuck out a lot this season.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that really stand out. Professor Landini, your reaction, sir. Cliff's out.
You know, I'm not all that upset by it. I wasn't particularly excited when they hired him a couple of years ago. Last year, obviously, the offense did well, but, you know, I kind of feel like a lot of that was Jaden pulling a rabbit out of his hat a lot of times. And the offense just, frankly, it didn't look good this year when Jaden was playing. And I think you got to put a lot of that on Cliff Kingsbury. And it's the job of whoever's going to be the offensive coordinator here to, you know, work with Jaden and put up a good offensive numbers. So I'm excited for whoever they're going to bring in.
Yeah, I like David Blau a lot. I don't know that they would make – that'd be a pretty aggressive move. I kind of was charting this out early. Some interesting moments this year with Cliff Kingsbury. B, you go all the way back to August.
Mm-hmm.
Dan was consistently saying pretty much nothing about Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, yeah, it'll get worked out. It'll get worked out. We're not worried. Cliff was the one that came out and said, yeah, we need him on the grass. There's a reason our offense doesn't look as good.
Yeah. But as much as that he gets praised for that, for speaking up for what he needs, a lot of people see that as going away from what the company mindset is.
Fans may have appreciated that
that's
he
what
said
I'm saying.
It.
No, that's
but
what
people
I'm
in the building
fans
might not
agree, and a lot of people go, oh, man, he spoke up. But the whole thing about it is, that's kind of showing a crack. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I charted these out just over the last couple days thinking about stuff. August 15th, Cliff says the needs to be on the grass line about Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
November 2nd, and I think if you had to really pinpoint one thing, Dan Quinn took all the heat for Jaden still being in that game. I think most of that is deserved. But you can also control what gets called, and there was an RPO call down 30 against Seattle. Jaden ends up hurting his elbow on that. I was told in no uncertain terms, and I'll give myself a little room, in some uncertain terms, that once Jaden came back against the Vikings after the bye, that the designed quarterback runs were out of the system. Think back to second and goal from the two when they run three straight pass plays. Think back to the success they've had on that little QB draw to the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. That was their cheat code in 24.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it. Jaden still ends up getting hurt in the second half of that game. Then late in the year, Josh Johnson at quarterback, they're under center way more. And it was, we were told it's because Josh is more comfortable that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what Marcus and Jaden said a lot of is we love the system. Cliff's, we get a ton of information. We get a ton of input. How do you think Jaden's feeling this morning or with this news?
Listen, man, one thing about football, if you play football long enough, people are there one day, they're gone the next. You get used to it. You get used to change. I don't think he's thrilled. I don't think he's disappointed. I think it's just you go through it and you're like, okay, what's next? And you start figuring out what you got to do. I don't think players get to the point. And let's just be real. You think Jaden and those players hadn't been hearing the stuff around too? They sense things.
Sure.
You know, I always say, like my little comment, don't just read the writing on the wall, understand it. They have probably heard more stuff than we've heard. They've seen differences and changes and things like that. If you're with some people every day, you notice a change.
Yeah, I think Jaden's mom, Regina, did tweet out 2 days ago, really excited for 2026, another year for Jaden and Cliff. I thought that was kind of interesting. Jaden yesterday said how much he loves playing for Cliff. Wish he had a chance to play more for him. But this is also the big city, right? It's pro sports. Like, you don't get to call everything. If there was one thing we slammed the organization during the Robert days was how much control he had. Clearly, this isn't Jaden's decision to make.
And like they said, he'll have input in stuff. Input to a degree.
Input doesn't mean final decision making.
Bam.
I want to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator. What is your reaction? Let's go to Elijah in D.C.
Elijah. What's up, Eli?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I feel like the writing was kind of on the wall. This game is adjust or be eaten or evolve or be eaten. And I didn't see the evolution in season based off all of the analytics that we have for now. even me, I couldn't go out there and call plays. But based off what I'm seeing around the league, I knew I would be able to know enough to put Jaden under center. And just with the eye test. And I just don't think Cliff was willing to adjust based off of the eye test. And this stuff was going on in meetings. If we were having these conversations, they were looking at these plays and breaking them down and having those conversations about adjusting. These are the things that we need to do. So I do think the team is built for more under center. I think your offensive line, those big guys, could be more aggressive. So, you know, I think this is the right time because my fear was if he was to stay and then we have another draft and then he goes, you got new rookies who now have to learn two new playbooks. And I just wasn't certain how that would look. So you get it out the way now, and then you restart, and then you see what you get. So I'm cool with it. I think the run game and certain elements are there that are attractive for an OC. If you come in, he say, well, they got Tunsil over there. They got some development at the right side of the tackle. Obviously, they got five. Bill, he's a guy that's coming along. So I think the ingredients are there for a guy to say, man, let me just get them a tight end, let me get them a number two, and let me get some action going. Debo, because he's a safety net during this time. So this is going to be an interesting time, and I'm kind of glad this happened now before we kind of behind the eight ball and other situations. If we're going to take advantage of Jaden's time and this rookie contract, you better really get what you think you better have, because this time is definitely slipping away in that regard. So we got to get cooking on whatever we think we're going to go. So appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Phone lines are going to be lit up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Breaking news today. Somewhat expected. Certainly, Joe Witt is out as defensive coordinator for the Commanders. That's not a surprise. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. One real question, B, how desirable is that OC job? How desirable is it to come here, be the play caller for Jaden Daniels? We explore that next. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's B-Mitch and JP here. If you're looking for comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to our friends over at Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. You forgot to turn down the heat before you went on vacation? You know what? With Root, you can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, the Root systems are whisper quiet. You don't get any of that noisy interruptions, no more clanging in the middle of the night in your ducts. It's just peace of mind. Root's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which operates efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.